Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. A woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit. You say, I want to draw your attention on that. Crippled by a spirit. Something you can't see is affecting something you can see. By a spirit. Do you know how many families are crippled by spirits? Even as I was praying today, and I was praying here right now, I remembered a young girl that I met years ago. Young and beautiful. Juicy. If you see her, you yourself will feel imbalance. Years ago, man, I met the same young girl last week at spa. The only question I was asking myself is, what happened? And as I was praying here right now, I sense in my spirit, this young girl is being crippled by spirits. She's crippled by spirits, but she doesn't know. She doesn't know. She's thinking, it's just bad luck. It's just this didn't happen. Oh man, next week, maybe next month, next year. She doesn't know. There are spirits that are operating against her. Look at the next line. She was bended over and could not straighten up at all. NLT it. He saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil. You see, NIV said a spirit. NLT tells you what type of spirit. Evil spirit. She had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. Unable. You see, I've always told you guys, how do you know spirits are somewhere? When the thing doesn't want to end. That's how you know it is sponsored by a spirit. When a spirit is behind something, the thing doesn't want to stop. It keeps going on and on and on and on. That sometimes you ask yourself, when are we going to get a break? That's how you know. This thing has no intention of breaking. It is enjoying the oppression. 18 years and the spirit is not tired of bending the woman. 18 years, the spirit is not tired of roasting the family, causing people to fight, causing commotion. 18 years, 20 years, the spirit is not tired of making people poor. The spirit is not tired of people suffering. Every new generation, he just resumed the same responsibilities on them. That's how you know there's a spirit at work. Because the thing doesn't want to go away. It just keep grooming in the family, rooming in your life. It's just there. You thought maybe by next year it will go. Next year came and passed. It didn't go. And then you thought the other, it still didn't go. Ah, but am I talking to the right people? That's how you know there's a spirit that is sponsoring the thing. When it is circumstantial, I mean, just now it rained, and after that it stops. That's how life should be to be. Something's supposed to start and then end. But when a thing comes and it's not ending, Oh, you just got married. No baby came. Or maybe it's this and that. Let's give it 2 more years. Isn't after 2 years the baby will come? But now the 4th year, the 5th year, the 7th year, and the baby hasn't come. Oh, you thought it was this, it still didn't happen. The Spirit. Look, the sooner you learn this, the easier your journey will be. The sooner you realize that, number one, you are not alone. You are never alone. No. Number two, the people that are with you, most of them don't want you to do well. No. They are not there for you to do well. No. They are there to make sure you don't do well. This evil spirit, you think these evil spirits are there to promote you? The evil spirit, they are there to make sure you become great. They are there to make sure you pass. They are there to make sure you achieve greatness. I mean, evil spirits have come to support you. They have come to assist you. Look at the name itself, evil spirit. The spirit is going to bring what? Evil. It will bring evil. Look at your life and identify some evils. You didn't come to church, right? I said, look at your life and identify some evil around you. And continue joking. Continue joking. When you come and find me doing my madness, I've always told you people, when you come and find me doing my madness, you look at me, you even laugh at me. This one, is he mad? What is going on with this guy? You are new. You are new. You don't know yet what's going on. But as soon as your eyes open, you will do shababa better than me. I said you will do shababa louder than me. You will do shiribe kakakababa with more strength than me. As soon as your eyes open up. You are not alone here. There are forces fighting us. Sir, there's a young man that I was speaking to a few weeks ago. Man, when I heard this young man speak, I was very open to him. I said to him, two things, one is true about your life. Number one is either you are demon-possessed. I told him to his face, either you are demon-possessed, heavily demon-possessed, or, number two, you were meant to have a great destiny, but something happened to you. I told him one of the two. You were meant to have a great destiny, and something happened to you. And he said, Pastor, the second one, that's the truth. Pastor, in school, I was one of the tops. Eh? Yes, one of the tops. He said, Pastor, one night, I was studying to go and write grade 11. As I'm studying, I feel there's a presence in the room. So I check. I look, there's nobody. But I feel there's somebody here. As I'm studying to go and write tomorrow, I sense there's a presence in here. He says, Pastor, and I ignored it and I continued studying. He said, before I knew it, I felt a hand on my head. He said, I felt a hand came on my head. He said, Pastor, I could feel it. He said, Pastor, since that day until today, I can't remember anything I read. I can't remember anything I study. From that day until today, I started feeling everywhere. So I can't remember. Something came. That is stealing all the knowledge. A hand you can't see is taking things you sow. Abba! Huh? A hand you can't see is maneuvering things you can see. There are people that are so used to these manipulations such that even when something good is about to happen to them, they start crying. They start crying. You know why? Because they know as soon as the good thing arrives, it's a matter of days, it will be destroyed. They are already used to things happening and being destroyed, that even when a good thing happens, they're already crying. They know this one. How long will it last? 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 God sent me here tonight with a word for your spirit to tell you, you can break out of this thing. You can come out of this thing. You can deliver yourself from this thing. But for that to happen, you have to learn to deal with spirits. Learn to deal with spirits. Life is spiritual. Are you hearing me? Amen. Christianity is a spiritual thing. Christianity is a supernatural religion. The founder of Christianity, his mother was impregnated by a spirit. The founder of Christianity, called Jesus Christ, the person that impregnated his mother called Mary, was a spirit. I want to make you realize that Christianity is spiritual. You cannot be a Christian and you are a carnal person. You cannot be in Christianity and your Christianity is just a fleshy Christianity. From the very beginning of Christianity, spirits were working. Up until the last minute, it's a work of spirits. You cannot afford to be a carnal person. You cannot afford to just be a natural person. You can't. You cannot afford to be natural in a faith that is running on a high spiritual frequency. And you are carnal, you can't pray, you can't fast, you can't read your Bible, you are even disturbed by spiritual activities, but you say you are a Christian. You are saying you are a Christian, but Christianity, the spirituality of Christianity bores you. The spirituality of Christianity annoys you. You want things to be normal, cold and fleshly. How can that change anything? Christianity started with spirituality. The man that started Christianity died. After 3 days, Abba, he came out without the help of doctors. That's another spirit that you're seeing. The whole thing is a spiritual thing. Don't come here with flesh. Don't come here with carnality and you think you're going to be a good Christian. One way. At the core, we are spirits. We operate the spirit world. So when I'm manifesting myself in my true nature, don't be surprised. When I'm manifesting my true nature, don't let that disturb you. I'm just flipping the winds to show you this is how you have to be. Not the way you are. The way you are can't solve any problem. Can't fix anything. Are you here? Jesus is a spirit. God. John 4, 23 and 24. God the Father. How has come? 24. God is spirit. Jesus came from a spirit. God the Father is spirit. So God is spirit. Jesus is spirit. I hope don't expect you to say the Holy Spirit. I mean, the whole thing is spirit. The whole thing is spirit. Therefore, God gives birth to spirit. Hebrews 12, verse 9. Furthermore, We have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to who? The Father of spirits. God gives birth to spirits. He is the Father of spirits. He gives birth to spirit. In the book of John 3, I think about 6 or 7, it says, whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. John 3 verse 6. That which is born of the spirit. You see, big S, God, is spirit. Small S, that's you. That's you. You are spirit. Oh, you are not saying anything. You are spirit. Say this after me. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I possess a soul.
I possess a soul.
I live in a body.
I live in a body.
I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
You see, I don't have a spirit. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I possess a soul.
I possess a soul.
And I live in a body.
And
that's who you are. You are not your body. You live in it. You are not your soul. You have one. You are a spirit. Because God is the Father of spirits. So when you start becoming spiritual, you are becoming normal. Ah, yeah. The more spiritual you are, that you are just not, that this is who you are. You are abnormal when you are carnal. Yeah. When all you do is eat and sleep, watch TV, eat and sleep, you are very abnormal. Gossip, fight, quarrel, you know, like, you are into such things. They say, look at how calm you are in the church. But I put you outside the church, now come and see the same person. Come and see the same person outside the church. Like a typewriter. So, God has sent you here to correct that inadequacy in your spirit. You're supposed to talk here more. And when you are out there, you don't talk so much. Yeah. When you enter here, you have entered your perfect place. I say when you enter here, you have entered your right place. You start flowing. You start flowing. You get activated. You get energized. I'm concerned that you are quiet here. Where are you talking? I'm concerned that you are bored here. Where are you enjoying? If I take a person in the world, I bring them here, they will be bored. They can't enjoy themselves. They will feel out of place, out of touch. And it's fair. They are taking them from there to here. But you are from here. And I bring you here. You are bored. You are disturbed. You want to go home. You go to the toilet every 5 minutes. You are on your phone. Are you sure you belong to this place? If an ordinary church is pissing you off like this, excuse me to say, what about heaven itself? I mean, imagine we are here with normal people. We are bored with us. What about you go now to heaven where the headquarters of spirituality? Have you thought about it? You want to go to heaven, but you are so bored by Christians. You are so bored by spirituality. You don't like all these things that we are busy with, but you want to go to heaven. To do what? What are you going to do there? What are you going to do there? You are so bored by us. Will you stand angels? That you are bored with humans. Will you flow with angels? Archangels? Seraphims? It's time to become spiritual. I say it's time to become spiritual. It's time. It's time to come out of these deceptions. Become a spiritual person. My job from God is to make you spiritual. It's to train you to be spiritual. Satan has agents out there. Their job is to make you carnal, worldly. When you talk to them, you feel like becoming more worldly. Ah, there must be a place where when you also go there, when you hear the voice of the man, it makes you to want to become spiritual. It makes you to want to change. It makes you to want to become a better person. And that's where you are tonight. You are in such a place. And if you can just come here often, by the grace of God, you will become spiritual. Now, quickly, we talk about prayer secrets. Why? Because one of the number one things that turn a natural person into a spiritual person is prayer. James 5:17. Oh, yes. Elijah was a man like us. Hello. I'm saying what turns a man into a spirit is prayer. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. But look at what Elijah, look, look at how Elijah becomes different from us. Look at what makes Elijah different from us. It's not his hairstyle. It's not the hairstyle. It's not the shoes. It's not a jacket that is making Elijah a different man. No. He prayed. He prayed. And look at how Elijah translated himself from humanity to divinity. He prayed earnestly that it will not rain. And it did not rain for 3.5 years. Is that a normal person? Huh? That can control rain over an entire nation for 3.5 years. That's not a normal person. So Elijah translated from humanity to divinity through intercession. The first thing that changes you, prayer. This is how you start rising. This is how you start rising. This is how you start changing. When you start, you are normal. We are all normal. But what causes you to become abnormal or supernatural? Prayer. True prayer. Real prayer. It starts changing you. Why? Because when you really pray, you are interacting with a spirit. Hebrews 11 verse 10. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever comes to God, how do we come to God? I can't hear you. How do we come to God? Whoever comes to God through prayer must believe that he is. Why must you believe that God is? Because you can't see him. God is a spirit. So prayer causes you to interact with a spirit. When you pray, you are interacting with a spirit. And my Bible says, walk with the wise and become wise. Walk with the spirit and become a spirit. Amen. It's a law. That's how it is. And this is one of the principal reasons why Satan fights for prayer life. Because prayer draws you to God. And the more you spend time with God, you start becoming like God. You start acting like God. You start thinking like God. You even start speaking like God. It affects you. So Satan has devised plans to make sure you never pray. Ah, no. You should never pray. You must be so busy that you don't pray. Be so occupied you don't pray. As long as you don't pray, he is safe and you are in trouble. Sir, let me tell you something. The Bible says people try to attack Daniel, God's servant, and they looked at his life and they could not find anything they could bring against him. And what did they go for? His prayer life. They went and told the king, order a decree that for the coming 30 days, nobody must pray to any other God except your God. What is that? An attack on the prayer life of Daniel. Nobody must pray to any other God except you, O king. So the king orders a decree for the coming 30 days. Nobody must pray to any other God. Daniel heard it and he knew my prayer life is about to finish. The Bible says he went back to his house. He entered and started praying. He started doing what?
Praying.
He started praying. And as he started praying, these people that had made this whole thing, because they knew Daniel cannot resist. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, which writing? Go back maybe to verse 6. Daniel 6 from verse 6. So these governors, they started strong before the king and said, King Darius, live forever. Verse 7. All the governors of the kingdom and the counselors and the advisors have consulted together to establish a loyal status, to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. NLT or NIV, so that these people can understand. Because they say petition, they don't understand what is petition. It's the royal administrators, prefect and satraps and advisors and the governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. For the coming 30 days, nobody must pray to any other god but to the king, Darius. And they knew this is going to be a blow on the prayer life of Daniel. Why? Because Daniel prays in the morning, at noon, and in the evening. They knew it. So they came with this whole thing. Then go down to verse 10 now. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upper stairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed. He is told you shouldn't pray. He started praying rather. You know, your workplace will never say don't pray. Like they will never decree don't pray. But they will arrange your shifts such that you will never pray. Aya. A decree has been established through the roster. A decree has been published through the roster. For the coming 7 days, d'appello fedile. No prayer. No prayer. So you just see how you start going down. 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 And when you feel like, ish, I'm not praying, then you say, but I mean, it's the roster. Is the roster. What can I do? Is the roster. It's my manager. It's my manager is the problem. It's the roster. It's like Darius is saying, it's the king. It's the governors. It's this decree that they have come up with. You know, Lord, I really wanted to pray, but when I look at this decree, there's nothing I can do. When they made the decree, Daniel knew this is an attack on my prayer life. If I don't rise up and start praying more than before, my prayer life is finished. So I see you waking up. I see you rising up. I see you rising up and returning to prayer. Returning to prayer. The greatest attack on your life is an attack on your prayer life. Because that's where everything, that's where you deal with spirits. That's where you change things. Please take your seat. Now, when Satan cannot stop you from praying, his ultimate is to make sure you don't pray. When he can get you to not pray, now they can work. It's like they have given you this thing, anesthesia. You know anesthesia? Hey. To operate on you well, without you fighting, what must they do? Inject you the anesthesia. While they inject that thing to you, what do? Gonna sleep. Then the doctor comes with a knife. Hey. Can you believe it? A sharp knife. Then he put it here. Pew. It's so sharp, it doesn't cut twice.
Yeah.
You see blood coming and you are okay. You are stable. You are not fighting anyone. You are not crying. You are not defending yourself. Then they take a piece, they put here, they pull this part this side. They put another one, they pull this side, this thing like this. Hey. And you are just sleeping coolly. I mean, you are not fighting anybody. You are just enjoying yourself. I mean, everything is okay. They remove things, they put things, they play around the way they want. I've even heard of people, they operated them, they forgot a scissor inside. If you were sick, will you going to let them forget the scissor inside and sew back? Oh, you are asleep, you are enjoying, oh, Paris, Jerusalem, Milan, Soweto, Sefer Sonke, Selo Secha. Oh, they are busy leaving knives inside. Then when they are done, they leave you there. After many hours. You start crying. It's painful. It's painful. It's painful. That's how many of us live our lives. Wake up just to cry. It's so painful. It's so painful. You are crying. They have done what they wanted to do. You couldn't stop them because you were asleep. They work the way they wanted. They remove stuff. They put stuff. They tortured stuff. They distorted stuff. And you were just sleeping. Say for song. Say Lucia. Okay, let's go to Spain. Casablanca. Yes. Matoster. I'm Africans. I see you waking up in the spirit. I see you waking up in the spirit and rising up to pray. Rising up to pray. Rising up to pray. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They will not do that nonsense with your life again. They will never do that nonsense with your life. Because by the time they come, they find you that you are boiling like fire. You are boiling like fire. You are boiling. You are boiling. You are boiling. You are boiling. I say, when he cannot stop you from praying, he goes to the second phase. Are you listening to me? We are on the journey to spirituality. And there's no spirituality without praying. But now the goal of Satan is to make sure you don't pray at all. And many of you, he has succeeded. There are many of you that are sitting here. God, Satan has succeeded in closing your mouth. You can never pray. You are even ashamed of prayer. There's a lot of you here. Even in your house, if people hear prayer in your house, they'll call the paramedics. If we hear prayer in your house, we'll call the paramedics. Somebody has gone mad in the house. They'll call the paramedics. Because there's never been prayer in that house. If they can hear prayer, if they can hear prayer, something has gone wrong in the room. Call the sangomas. Call this to come and rescue us. Yeah. But that ends tonight. That ends tonight. That ends tonight. From tonight, you will become a prayer machine. From tonight, you will rise up and pray. It will be normal. It will be normal to pray. It's the normalest thing to do. Is to pray. Men ought always to pray. In your car, you should pray. In the taxi, you should pray. Some of you can't pray in the taxi. You are dignified. And in your dignification, Satan sends a prophet of doom. The boy sitting next to you is not dignified to propose to you because you are in the taxi. Continue doing like you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you that the guy sitting next to you in the taxi is not feeling dignified that, no, this is a taxi. Why? I mean, you can't be talking to her. He's in a taxi. You can't talk to God in a taxi, but Satan believes a boy should talk to you in a taxi. And as you refuse to talk to God, Satan sends a boy to rap you. And your small Christianity of last Sunday is about to be wiped out. It's about to be wiped out. Because you couldn't talk to God in prayer. You were too ashamed. I know I can't pray here. Pray always. Men ought always. Always means what? Always. I should pray anywhere. When I'm showering, I should be praying. If I'm doing number one, I pray. I do number two, I pray. I do number three, I pray. I should be praying always. There's no place where I shouldn't pray. Hey, so, you don't want to pray when you do number two. Hey. Number two might not come up. Sometimes number two say, I'm going nowhere. I'm staying inside here. It's nice inside here. So they say, Shirabakata paka paka. You release the tongues and you release yourself. Put your hands together for Jesus. Are you blessed tonight? Are you going to rise up and pray? Oh yes, oh yes. Always. 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 I can always see people that don't pray. They are lost. When you look at their eyes, they don't have, their hearts are not, there's something missing in them. They are dull. They are dead. They don't pray. Your eyes are not sharp. Your eyes are not sharp. I can see people that don't pray. Their mind is dull. Can't think, can't create. Yeah. They are just subdued. They are subdued. When you start praying, the Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. The Holy Ghost, through prayer, will quicken your eyes, your mind. Everything about you becomes alive. Become alive. You start knowing. You become discerning, sharp. You start knowing what to do. Come out of confusion. You are coming out of confusion. In Jesus' name. Come out of here. Fortunately, we ran out of time. I just want to say to you, the second thing, when Satan cannot stop you from praying, Satan makes sure you don't know how to pray. Like, you want to pray, but now what he starts doing is that he ensures that you don't know how to. Do you know how many people want to drive? Even men that are sitting here in front of me. in their dreams, Lamborghini, BMW, without the roof, the one that doesn't have the roof, and their wig is flying in the air. The China wig, which they have reinforced with a cloth inside. They've reinforced it so that the wind doesn't embarrass them. China wigs. Then you are driving and then you do like this. As you are driving, then you put your black shades. You are flowing. And you put the music to blast. I like the movie. I like the movie. I like, hey! In your dreams. Where?
In your dreams.
Reality. Taxi fare. Taxi. Kotropong. Taxi. Kotropong. You are squeezing yourself as a sardine in the Bojanala bus. You must see yourself when the Bojanala bus is about to leave you. You become Usain Bolt. Aibo. Because the Bojanala bus is about to leave you. And your budget is tight. There's no extra money left for nothing. Many people want to drive, but they can't drive. Many people want to sing. Hey. Oh my God. I want to sing. You can't. Your voice is not there. That's also how many people want to pray. They want to pray. They don't know how to pray. They want to. It's not like they don't. They want to. Just like you want to drive. Just like you want to do certain things. But you don't know how to. That's why God gave me this revelation. Prayer secrets. That's the series I'm busy with here on Fridays. The secret of prayer. What? How do we know that you have found the secret of prayer? Jeremiah 33 verse 3. That's how we know you have found the secret. Because you call, he answers. That's how you know. Many people call, he never answers. Even yourself, don't you have people that call you, you look at the number, you ignore it. Or you don't do that. We all have those numbers. You know those numbers, 021, 011, 0 this, 0 that. I mean, you say, no, these numbers. No. You ignore. But there are certain numbers. When the call comes in, something bubbles on the inside of you. Before you even answer, you are already excited. Like before you answer the call, you feel so nice. Oh, he has called. Some people even forget to answer. They are so excited they forget to answer the call. I see God getting so excited in heaven. She has called. He's calling the angels. Come and say, she has called. Oh, he has called. Yes, he's so excited. He's been waiting for your call. For years. Waiting to hear your voice. Waiting for you to dial Jeremiah 23 verse 3. Call to him. You've called everybody except him. You've called everybody. You've spoken to everybody except him. He's waiting for your call. I don't know when you've gone for an interview and they told you we will call you. Hey. You go to the shower with the phone. I mean, everywhere you go, the phone is. You keep checking. Have they called? Have they called? It's not okay. Okay. Because they say, we'll call you. Expectation. As we're walking out of here tonight, you are saying to God, I call you. I call you. And he's going to be waiting for your call. I don't know how long the call will be. Some people you can talk until the morning. You don't get tired. When your airtime finishes, they start calling you also. Keep calling. You call me, I call you. I call you, you call me. We are enjoying so much. We can't stop. Other people. Okay, sharp. Bye. Hey, sharp. Hey, sharp. Bye. Bye. Hey, sharp. Hey, come on, so sharp. Bye. Even the person is embarrassed. Not even a split of a second. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bye, sharp. I don't know how the call with God is going to be. Is it going to be a 2-second call? A 1-minute call? Hey, Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you. Bye. Good night. Sharp. Hey, sorry. In the name of Jesus. I forgot. In the name of Jesus. Let's see. How is it going to be? Is it going to be an enjoyable call where you start and you are talking? 1 hour has passed. And you and him are still talking. Pastor, me, I can't talk like that to God for a long time. What are we going to talk about? But you talk like that to your boy you met last week. He can't give you life. If you are sick now, he will not even visit you. But you talk to him for 3 hours. I want to encourage you. Don't just talk to God. Enjoy talking to God. Enjoy. Like I'm looking forward. You know, when I'm coming to pray, I'm excited. I enjoy it. I enjoy being here, praying, talking to God. It makes me happy. I have my time with him at night. I enjoy it. He's my life. And you don't know, I was going to be nothing. I was supposed to be nothing in this world. Nothing in this world. He made all the difference. He's the most important person in my life, as far as I'm concerned. The most important person. Talk to him. Not out of duty. No. I enjoy talking to him. I love talking to him. It's nice. I enjoy his company. I enjoy what he does to me when I'm talking to him. He tickles me. And I'm standing weird to some of you, like I'm tickling. I'm even standing spooky. Yeah. But you and God can get to that. He enjoys you and you enjoy. Amen. Can we be on our feet, please? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Were you blessed by this teaching tonight? Has God spoken to you? Why don't you just lift up your 2 hands and just start thanking him? Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to me tonight. Thank you. Thank you for speaking to me. Open your mouth and start thanking him right now. Come on, go ahead. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Open your mouth and start thanking him. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him for speaking to you. Thank him for helping you. Thank him. Thank him. Open your mouth and thank him. Come on, somebody. Father, thank you. Thank you tonight for speaking to us, for reviving our desire and our need to pray. Thank you, Lord, for training us on prayer tonight. Thank you for training us on prayer tonight. We are grateful. We are grateful. Come on, somebody, raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice and pray. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for speaking to me tonight. True pastor, true reverend, thank you for speaking to me. Thank you for showing me the way. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for encouraging me to return to prayer. Father, thank you for encouraging me to get back to prayer. Father, thank you for helping me tonight to realize that life is spiritual. And I must be spiritual to operate life. I cannot be carnal and expect to do great things in this life. Oh, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Come on, open your mouth and start thanking him right now. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. His presence is here. His presence is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, why don't you pray and say, Lord, revive my prayer life. Take me back to a place of prayer. Take me back to a place of prayer, Lord. I want to pray. I want to pray without ceasing. I want to pray with passion. I want to pray with excitement. I want to pray with strength. Father, revive my prayer life. Come on, help me pray that prayer. Open your mouth and say, Father, let nothing stop me. Let nothing stop me from praying. Let nothing stand on the way of my time with you. Oh, come on, pray that prayer from the depths of your heart. Father, we pray tonight that the altar of prayer will be revived. The altar of prayer will be restored. The altar of prayer will be rebuilt. In the name of Jesus. 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 I am a spirit. I am a spirit. Being spiritual is normal. I am a spirit. Praying in the spirit is normal. I am a spirit. Communicating in the spirit should be normal. Ayashentema, Yashentema, Masontema, Mantemena, Santomena, La Vendona, Chapelena. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for reviving my prayer life tonight. For reviving my prayer life tonight. I give you praise. I give you praise. Why don't you lift your hands and pray, Lord, restore my prayer life. Lift your hands and pray. Lord, restore my prayer life. Restore the prayer altar. Revive me, Lord. I don't want to remain at the bottom. I don't want to remain at the bottom. I don't want to remain under the affliction. Oh, Father, restore, revive, renew my prayer life. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and ask him to touch you tonight. Lift your hands and ask him to touch you, to touch your spirit, to touch your spirit. He is the Father of spirit, and he will touch you tonight. He will touch you. He will touch you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shandeba, Shandeba, Brandesigadaba. Father, I pray that you will dash my sister now. Dash my brother now. Break anything that is stopping them from praying. Anything that is blocking them from praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, let a judgment come on it tonight. Let a judgment come on it tonight. I curse every force that is fighting the prayer life of my brother, the prayer life of my sister. I destroy satanic forces, demonic attack against their spirit, against their soul, against their body. I break every yoke. I break it in the name of Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. Madega suda ba 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 ba. Masega duga sabaga da ba. Father, I want to cry on you. Early in the morning, late at night, I want to rise and pray. I want to wake up. Father, deliver me from the deception of thinking that prayer is not necessary. Jesus. Now lift your hands and pray for the grace to fast. Father, restore fasting in my life. Father, restore fasting. Restore fasting. Restore fasting. Restore fasting. These days I can't fast. These days I can't fast. But I restore fasting. Mantonama. Mantonama, Shantonama, Mantenama, Zantonama. Father, help me to fast. Help me to fast again. Help me to fast again. Strengthen me to fast again. My fasting life has been coming under attack. Father, revive a fasting life in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want you to place your two hands on your head and begin to pray over yourself that you are a prayer warrior. Begin to pray in the spirit. Place your hands on your head and begin to pray in the spirit over your life. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Raise your voice and pray in the spirit. Whatever is sitting on my prayer life, whatever is sitting on my destiny, whatever is sitting on my future, whatever is blocking the way through the prayer, I break it, 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 I plead the blood of Jesus. Come on, plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. Shantenama, Shantenama, Shantenamo, Mandename, Intenama. I plead the blood over your life tonight. I plead the blood over your life tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus against the forces of darkness that are fighting you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every evil spirit at work against your life, in the name of Jesus, I bind it right now. I bind it. I bind evil spirits that are fighting you, in the name of Jesus. I bind them. I bind them. I bind them in the name of Jesus. Kasita paya. Evil spirit that are affecting your mind, affecting your thoughts, I bind them in the name of Jesus. Evil spirits that are affecting your body with sickness and disease, I bind them in the name of Jesus. Evil spirits that are affecting your relationships, I bind them in the name of Jesus. Affecting your finances, I bind them in the name of Jesus. Akatapaya, akatapaya, akatapaya. Evil spirits that are fighting your ministry, fighting your ministry, fighting your ministry, I bind them in the name of Jesus. Ashada bababa, ashada bababa baba, ashada bababa baba baba. Father, thank you for victory tonight. Father, thank you for victory tonight. We arrest demons. We arrest devils. We bind them with chains. We bind them with chains. We bind them with chains. Demons of deception. Demons of delusions. Demons of poverty. Demons of lack. Demons of tears and crying. We bind them in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of the Lamb upon every soul that is here tonight. Satan, I forbid you from operating. I block your operations against their lives. I block your operations against their life. I block your operations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Thank you for reviving prayer. Thank you for reviving trust in you. Thank you for taking away the deceptions causing us to be like little children that depend on their father for everything. We are not too wise in our own eyes. We need your counsel. We need your input, Holy Spirit. We surrender to you and we ask you to forgive us for every arrogance, every pride, because prayerlessness is a sign of pride. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Prayer is a sign of humility. Prayerlessness is a sign of pride. Father, forgive us from every pride. And cause us tonight to be humble again like children. To see how much we need you. And to come to you for help. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you are here tonight and you've never really given your life to Jesus, the Bible says, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. That's John 3:3. John 3:5. Unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a kingdom business. And you cannot do this business unless you are in the kingdom. And you cannot enter the kingdom unless you are born again. And you cannot get born again unless you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I want to pray for you. If you are here tonight, you want to operate in prayer, but the first step is to be born again, born into the family of God, so that God becomes your Father. The Bible says, to those who believe in him, to those who accepted him and received him, to them he gave power to become children of God. When you accept Jesus, you become a child of God. And from that moment, God becomes your Father. And you can therefore pray and say, our Father who is in heaven. Until that time, God is just your God. He's not your Father. But you and I know that we get things better when a person is your Father. Right now, I want to pray for you. Pastor, I want God to become my Father. Therefore, I want to accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I want him to forgive my sins. Wash me from every sin. Give me a new life. If that is you, I'm going to count up to three. If you want me to include you in this prayer, all I need you to do is to raise your right hand high. Say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again. And I pray with you. And Jesus will cleanse you from all sins. He will wash away the darkness from your eyes. He will take away the dominion of darkness from your life. He will give you a new start. When you hear three, don't be ashamed. Don't look around. Just raise your hand and, Pastor, include me in this prayer. I want to be born again. One. Two. Three. Raise your right hand if you need prayer. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. Thank you so much. I see your hands. God bless you. You can take your hands down. Now, if you are also here, you are already born again. But tonight you want to recommit yourself to Jesus. Or you want him to become your darling again. The source of your joy. You want to run to him and not from him. You want to restore your relationship with him. If that is you, Pastor, pray with me. Things are not okay between me and God. I'm a Christian, all right, but inside, I'm falling apart. I want to get a new start tonight. I came here for God to reconnect me back to him. If that is you, at the count of three, I want to pray with you to recommit your life to Jesus. You can just raise your right hand and I'll pray with you. One, two, three. Raise your right hand. I want to recommit. God bless you. I want to recommit. Raise it high. I can't see it. Raise it very high. I want you to commit. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. I want you to commit. Thank you so much. God bless you. Now, if you raise your hand first, second time, come to the stage. Let's pray together. Come. Come on, you can do better for them. Come, let's pray. Come. Yes. Yes. Come. Yes. Thank you so much. God bless you. You can raise your two hands to the heavens. Repeat after me from the depths of your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you tonight. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again to justify me. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. From tonight, give me the strength to live for you. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me become spiritual. In the name of Jesus. I choose Jesus. I choose life. I choose the blessing. I choose spiritual growth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.